So Jeffrey and Linda, please come up.
Yes.
Thank you, David.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. You know, that video got me a little touched.
I never imagined they gave you such a good job.
And, you know,
it was so stunning and so touching. Oh, so many...
you know, and we just came back from a big trip, as you probably guessed. And we were in Turkey and Egypt, and people have said, what was it like? I can't tell you. And they say, why? What's wrong? I said, no, I can't. It is beyond words. We saw parts of the world that were absolutely amazing. And, you know, if you ever doubt it about the world and about humanity, if you could have been with us on that cruise, on the trip to Egypt, feeling the Egyptians, being with the 100 Chambra, you would know the world is really a great place, an amazing place.
An extremely special place.
There was so much feeling, so much just being with Chambra, so much hope, and being in the world, no matter where Linda and I go, it's absolutely amazing.
I had to work really hard not to bring like kids home with me because it was just it was so beautiful and so amazing, and you know, people in all kinds of lifestyles, and yet, you know, these children and these people would just see this big stupid coach going by, and they just would like it was so wonderfully touching for no reason other than they just wanted to wave at the people on a bus.
You know, 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, and I would have said, you know, the world's a tough place. Who knows what's going to happen? There was a lot of doubt and uncertainty, but we have seen such a change in everywhere we travel, such a change in Chambra. And not to say that it's just us making a difference, but I know that the work that all of us are doing all over the world, work that other people are doing, is making a huge difference.
The potentials are really starting to reveal themselves.
Oh, it's beautiful. So Adamus gave a channel during the Egypt trip that was just stunning, his opinion of where things are at, where we're going. And it wasn't scary. It wasn't filled with uncertainty. It was so incredible.
Hopeful and acknowledging in a way I had not heard yet.
Yeah, and I think there had to be 100 people on the boat in tears to hear what he had to say.
I'm doing that to annoy John.
And we'll keep annoying him all day long.
I know I do it too easily.
Anyway, it's an incredible trip. We'll show some slides today. It's wonderful to be back home. But I do have to say,
there is no place like home.
Yeah, but still part of us is still back in Egypt, floating down the Nile River. And I know for the others who were on the trip, you probably feel the same way. For the others listening in online, we've talked to or chatted on email this week.
Magical, interdimensional.
Unbelievable, beyond words.
And expanding in words that just aren't there.
You see, we all got dressed up today, and not only the ones on the cruise, but others as well. We have a lot of
dressing
up.
There was a clear invitation for all to come and express in roles.
Yeah.
And R-O-L-E-S, not like in buns and donuts.
Right. although we do have plenty of those. And David, I noticed you and I must be going to the same tailor these days. Outfit's kind of the same. But I noticed that you didn't have on a lot of man bling. So I loaded up today. I was gonna wear earrings, but you know, this is Cold Creek Canyon. You don't know what.
We have enough of a reputation already.
Can you imagine the locals driving by and looking over as they do the first Saturday of every month? Who are those people? There's not even a sign out front. And today they look over and see everybody in their garb and say, I knew it, a bunch of Muslims up here, right here in Cold Creek Canyon. Anyway.
You're stepping on mighty thin ice.
Yeah, but it's fun ice. It's fun to slip around once in a while. Anyway, good to be back. Good to see everybody. The energy here today in Coal Creek Canyon and all over Chambre Vision is high, is wonderful. It's like, honey, I can feel Adamus. He is so ready to come in, but he's going to respect the fact that we have slides to get
Why?
Through. Because ultimately, I am that I am, and I can make that decision. It's up to me. It is up to me.
There is an evolution.
Now just wait for the power to go out. I hate when he does that. Anyway, we have a fun day in front of us, and
what does that look like to you?
Fun day. Mm-hmm. Oh, fun day. Oh, you know, we're going to talk. We're going to show pictures, show slides, and mm-hmm. and talk some more, and then hear Adamus. I think he's in a good mood today.
Well, that would be nice.
I think so. I can kind of feel it. So anyway, we'll have a fun day, and let's start with welcoming our guests.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. This is a picture, by the way, of 100 chambra stuffed into the paws of the Sphinx in Egypt.
And, isn't that great?
Yeah. I mean, that was an amazing moment. Norma had just done a beautiful...
Thank you.
I don't know. It was sharing, a beautiful sharing, bringing in all the energies of the Egyptians, Kuan Yin, Chambra. It was amazing. And everybody turned around to the camera, and click, we got that Kodak moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly hot.
It was really hot, a little sweaty. So anyway, we have people here today tuning in from all over the world. I want to thank and welcome everyone. And a reminder also... you know, you can always download the Shoud from last month, or actually for the past 10 years, in text form, in audio. But you know, you can also watch the video of the Shoud. It's right on the main channel library page.
But how far back do the videos go? They don't go back quite as far.
How far back do the videos go?
Just 2 years.
Two series, 2 years.
Yeah. That was a new evolution.
So, and I Revolution. Say that because I didn't know that. I discovered it yesterday.
Ah.
And
I think we're traveling a little much.
Damn, we do good work. And I actually watched the video. I just clicked on it to see how the production quality is. You know, the lighting, the camera moves. No, I actually hate to watch. You know,
I do too. I didn't look,
but I was watching. I was so impressed by what the staff, what the crew does every month. The video is really good. I mean, professional. The camera moves, the lighting, the audio. I mean, it is really a top quality production. And it's got to be kind of tough with Adamus walking around and that to kind of keep track of everything, but it is right there. So
Jeff,
don't forget to watch the video.
There's nobody that's doing it that doesn't do it from a place of passion.
Oh, but it's amazing.
Well,
yeah.
I think that makes it, that's part of the reason, because the people that do this from a place of passion, and
yeah.
Where it makes a huge difference.
You make noise when you... It's nice. It's nice. Yeah.
Can I wear it? I'll wear it tonight.
No. Okay, well, moving along here. It used to be a family show, and we're not sure what it is. But, I think it's just my sexy gown that does it for you. And can I keep the bling on? Anyway, we do have Chambra listening in from all over the world, and we want to welcome them. It's like they're here, well, almost. It's like, you know, they're joining in this beautiful energy. So I invite everybody here at Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, just outside of Denver. Let's take a deep breath and really bring in the energy of all Chambra from all around the world. And as we do, let's take just a feel into the energy of what we've done these past 10 years, but maybe 20, 30, 40 for some of us. Take a look at what we've done by gathering our energies together. Without rules, without gurus, without any sort of membership, it's from our hearts. It's our passion, as Linda said. Look what we've done in these years. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Thank you.
And it's really, it is fun, because when we go out there, people say, oh, I've been watching or listening for years.
Yeah. And, you wouldn't believe, actually, the regulars who are here, you wouldn't believe you're rock stars out there.
Yeah.
They see your pictures, and it's like, oh, you know, I can't wait to meet David McMaster. It's like, what about me? It's like, oh, David's so wonderful. It's like, hello?
David is technically available.
Technically, he's or is or he isn't.
It's his choice. It's his choice. He has to choose.
David is technically red right now. Anyway, we have people here from out of town, out of state, and
there's a couple people that aren't even on here. But starting out, we have Kinko Akamura from Masumoto, Japan. Are you here? Where are you, Kinko? No, not here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. And I apologize if I don't say this quite perfect, and Jeff, you can correct me. We're glad to see we have Klaus Friedrich here from Seeshausen, Germany. He's engaged in a very special project related to spirit and communicating
project,
that, and we're excited. We got to talk to him a little bit about his project, and I suspect we'll all keep hearing more.
I can't wait for you to be on the launch pad with the film.
And we have Brenda Morgan from Ala, Arkansas. Where are you, Brenda?
Hi,
Brenda.
Good to see you again.
You know, we need to get back to Arkansas. We were there about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, and dig crystals?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's the one time I'm willing to get muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we have Stephen Green from Canyon City, California. Where are you, Stephen Green?
I haven't seen Stephen.
No?
Stephen?
Steve Green? Oh, no. Sorry, he's waiting until after we're done talking. Okay, and then we have Ann McCullough from Newton, Mass. Hi.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good to see you.
Where is Newton?
10 miles west of Boston.
Okay.
And I've been reading the shots for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
We have Ferry Stepanik. I mean, no, I said that wrong. From Bethesda. Where are you, Ferry? Hi. Good to see you
again.
Good
to see you.
How are you? Glad you're here.
We have our own soundtrack today.
He's good. From Jefferson, Missouri, we have Robert Carter as a guest.
Robert.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again, Robert.
And much to our joy and surprise, we have Siglinda Schwenzel.
Yeah,
now in
Siglinda.
Woo! Much closer by.
Siglinda, so good to see you again.
I'm tickled pink and delighted to be back, and I've moved to Albuquerque, and I don't intend to move again.
Ever? Don't ever say ever. Don't ever. It's so good to see you. I saw your name on the list for today, and it's like, Sig's back.
It's great to be back, and I drove up to the canyon on Netherland Dead Guy Days, and I just have a blast.
Oh, funny.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Good to see you.
And then we have a couple unlisted people here, and could we meet this young person, this enthusiastic, energetic... Sean Patrick.
Just were Turkey.
Yeah. Oh. Is that where you learned how to do the? How do you do that? Wow.
Will you
bring
teach
him home? I don't think I can do.
And where do you live now?
I'm trying to lay some roots here in Colorado.
Wow.
Nice to meet you. Very nice to meet you.
Shambra walk.
You know, if I could just interject here for a moment. You know, it's really interesting when Tobias left.
Young people started showing up?
Yeah.
You literally.
You know, I think Tobias or Adama said, you know, a lot of people are going to be leaving. They, you know, now I know why. well, some didn't like Adama's, the difference. So some people left, and which is fine. But all of a sudden, we saw a whole a whole new wave of people coming in to the Crimson Circle, and a lot of young people. It's been amazing. Of course, anybody under 50 these days is young.
Yeah, if you're young enough to be my kid, you're young. Yeah,
exactly.
In my book.
Yeah, even on the Egypt trip, there was quite a few young people.
Well, they were amazing. Really cute. I'm always intrigued about why they would want to hang out with old farts. And I kind of said, like, come and tell me about this a little bit. And they're like, well, you know. And they're kind of talking. They're very self-empowered, very self-aware, and truly understanding that really, truly, inside, knowing they are God also. They don't have to say it. They live it. But anyways, it was kind of fun. They gave us a very backhanded compliment. They said, yeah, we're really intrigued. Probably one of the most interesting things about this trip is being around old people, you know, couples, and they actually still like each other. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I've noticed that the younger people, they're just getting it, you know.
Yeah.
And whereas I think we've kind of struggled through it. Not that I'm older, but I'm in between. I'm in between. And but
we're
the young ones in their 20s, early 30s, they're just getting it. And to say, I am God also, it flows with ease. And I can remember for myself personally, it felt awkward for a long time. Still does. So, and, you know, I am God also. It's like, okay, I'm going to convince myself of that someday. The young people, they just know it. It's amazing. So, okay.
Yes.
But
there's all kinds of new people here, and they're not on my list, but a lot of you are here for the first time, or you haven't been here for a long time. If you haven't been here for more than 6 months, would you mind standing up so we can smile and say hello? Or new, or you haven't been here for a long time? Yeah, lots of people. I see you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so
there's still a couple chickens that didn't stand up, but that's okay.
I know. They're afraid we're going to lock the doors. Okay. So last month was Shroud 6 of the Master Series. Adamus was, when I watched the video yesterday, he was kind of rocking. I love the interchange he and Ralph Nichols had up front. It was very funny. But then he got into some really meaty stuff. So when I sat down to write the slides last night for what was said last month,
nothing.
Adama said, forget about it. He said, no, and nice. He didn't want Linda and I to do the review because he wants to talk about it today. So it's like, it saved me.
He's in charge.
Saved me some time, but then I got caught up
in
watching the video. It was good. It was good. So anyway, no slides today, sorry. Anybody remember what he talked about? Just raise your hand if you remember. That's pretty good, because I didn't.
I remembered parts of it, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, because there were some really, really strong, poignant things that you could take, that I really felt throughout the month.
So anyway, sorry about that. No slides today. So let's go right into, moving right along. Let's talk about last month. It was an amazing month for everybody, not just Linda and myself, Norm and Garrett, who were out on the road. But I've been hearing reports and stories from Chambra. That was a month. No judgment. It just was a month. So anyway, our travels.
I could throw some out there if you want it, but I won't.
It was crazy because we finished the Shroud a month ago on Saturday, and we had to leave the next afternoon for Turkey. So Linda and I went home. We didn't go to dinner as we usually do. By the way, tonight we are staying, and tonight dinner is at the Wonder View. While we were gone, everybody did an exodus from the other place. And they went to the Wonder View, and they said, we're going to keep going back there no matter where you and Linda want to go for dinner. So do join us tonight if you can. The Wonder View restaurant's about 3 miles up the hill. It's at the top of the hill. If you start going down,
you've gone too far.
Yeah. And they've given
down
us
the
a
left.
Room.
It's homely.
Homely. Homely.
Kind of the same thing.
We live up here.
I know, it's homely.
Homely. Anyway, good Mexican food, great margaritas if you're driving.
Very
limit
fresh.
To one, please. I guess that means me too. If you're driving, just be careful. Anyway, so we got last month. We went home after the shout, and we were just kind of chatting about the day. And the phone rang, and it was United Airlines. A recording: your flight has been canceled. No, it's nothing. Didn't say here's what you have to do. We hadn't even started packing. Linda gets on the phone with the airlines, and I could hear her screaming and yelling. It was the United agent, because Linda was not happy with what they were doing. Turns out we had to leave the next morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, hadn't even started packing.
The flight was at 7.
Yeah, so yeah. We had to scramble, obviously. We got rerouted through Austin and ended up in Washington and then Frankfurt and then finally Istanbul. So it was a long day.
It was trying.
But actually, it was, you know, I kind of got into the energy of it, and you just,
well,
you
then
know.
You can talk to United the next time.
There were snowstorms, major snowstorms on the East Coast, shut things down. Some of the Chambre coming in for the Egypt event got caught in the second round. And yeah, so it was just something else. But anyway, we went to Istanbul, where it was interdimensional? No, it was a one day. It was a one day.
Boy, you have got that so wrong.
I have to proofread.
Yeah,
better.
You do.
But anyway, it was a one day event in Istanbul, our first time there.
Denise did an amazing job making us feel so welcome in a new country that we've never been to before. She was a really grand hostess and made it very, allowed us to do it with ease and grace beyond words.
Oh, she did such an incredible job organizing the whole event. This is Denise on the right. Amazing. And Istanbul, if you've never been there, you should try to go.
Amazing city.
It is just a beautiful city. Very orderly and clean and beautiful. The Turkish people are wonderful, as you know. The food, really good. And we were so pleasantly surprised. This is a shot of the staff for the event. We did sightseeing, and I don't know the names, but you probably
do.
That's
the Blue Mosque.
Yes.
Yeah. Blue Mosque?
Yeah. It's just stunning.
Absolutely beautiful. And the history of Turkey, Linda overlooking the...
blown, wind-blown,
you know,
freezing her butt off.
This, the water...
Move
the,
on!
The bay divides Europe and Asia. So one day we're in Europe, the next day, and next moment we're in Asia. It was really, really amazing. Exotic culture. We did a little shopping.
Look how blue his eyes are.
Called the Grand Bazaar.
Yeah,
that's
a trip.
It is.
You can
get lost in that thing.
Oh,
Linda did get lost in it.
Yeah. It cools to you too.
So cool.
It is one of the most charming, amazing experiences to go to the bazaar. And of course, Linda's like, I'm shopping. Yeah. And. Anyway, this is a shot of the workshop itself. It was sold out. We had about 125. This will be offered next week as a digital download. There was a wonderful channel and a really, really good Q&A. Adamus was obnoxious, walking around smacking people. And it was translated into Turkish by Fazi.
And she also does the Turkish website, so
yeah.
She's a multi-talented and wonderful person that does a great deal for us.
So, as I mentioned, Adamus was really having
fun
walking around, and I think he surprised or shocked some of the attendees.
I was.
If you notice this guy in the middle that looks like David McMaster, that is David McMaster. At the last minute, he decided to show up, and here he is with a group from Bulgaria that came in for the event, and they sat in the back and had Bulgarian translation. So it was really very multidimensional. Then it was on to Egypt. You know, it's kind of hard to talk about this. And we're actually going to show some slides with music that Gene Tinder put together based on, I think, so far we've collected about 25,000 photographs from the 100 Chambre.
It's an opportunity beyond words.
It's really difficult to describe, and for those who were there, you know, when we've talked about it, say, how would you describe it? It's like absolutely beyond words.
Expanding, interdimensional, historic,
profound,
stunning,
amazing. This shot of all the tickets you get when you go to the temples. Mark Ritter did a lot of these photographs you're going to see here. But as you can see, we went to a lot of different places.
And the scale is unreal. You have to notice the human standing there.
Somebody way over in the corner there.
Truly get a sense of the scale. See the one in the middle of the arch there?
You know, and I think one of the highlights of the trip was 100 Chambar. This was our boat for a week.
Yeah, it was just us.
Nobody else. And could you imagine, everybody you ran into, you know, was Chambra. And even though we were all on the boat, there was plenty of safe space if you wanted to be alone. We would eat meals together. We would do the channelings up on the top deck you can see.
Yeah, on the Nile.
At night, going down the Nile. It was amazing. You know, when we finally got off the boat and went back to Cairo, the whole group kind of went through a depression. We were staying at a beautiful hotel right across from the pyramids. I want to be back on the boat. But the pyramids. No, I want to be back on the boat.
How was that, Jeff?
It was the ultimate safe space. Absolutely, ultimately.
Amazing.
We were all going through very personal and private experiences along the way. We were doing the tourist stuff, seeing the sites, and getting a lot of the historical background. Adamus was doing some very brilliant channelings, having nothing to do with Egypt. He didn't talk. Matter of fact, some people were saying, "When's he going to talk about Egypt?" And later on, he came on and said, "Read the books, Jesus." You didn't come all the way here to hear me talk about what you're seeing.
Actually, we had a really fun thing happen. I think a special thing happened. The Egyptologists that were with us, the Hassan and his son, they would hear what was being channeled, and they would say, "Oh, my God, do you understand how this reaches all the way back into what we know and what we learned as Egyptologists?" That was really compelling and really interesting to hear.
Actually, Katumi gave a channel one day, and he used a word... I can't say it right. I had no idea what it meant. I'm just a channeler, just delivering
like
a message.
I wanted to hand you a tissue.
But I asked the Egyptologist afterwards. Well, what does this word mean, or does it? You know, in Egypt, because Kathumi said it was a ancient Egyptian word, and he just lit up and he said, "Well, that means when everything comes into its unity, when everything." Melds together, when everything is integrated, and it's the ultimate of combining the divine, the human, masculine, feminine. It's that perfect moment.
And he was blown away.
And I was blown away. Yeah. I mean, it was, he was, and then he wrote out the hieroglyphs. Here's Chambar getting ready to go into the Great Pyramid on our way up to go to the King's Chamber. Again, pretty indescribable. And this is in the King's Chamber. You can see the orbs in there. Just in most of the photos taken in the chamber, the orbs were just amazing. Orbs are energy or entities, one of the two. You can't see much else going on there. But I tell you what, it was...
Well, it's very dimly lit.
Yeah, very dimly lit. But it was the acoustics, the energy there is beyond words. And then we stayed in there so long it turned dark out, and that was an experience in itself, coming out of the pyramids and totally dark like that. Here we are on the boat on Galabeah night, where we all get dressed up, and we assembled on this...
circular.
In the circular atrium, which is about 3 or 4 stories tall, and all in our Egyptian garb, and we toned.
It's really cool.
The staff on the boat all gathered, down there. They were just blown away. They were just spellbound by the toning. And there wasn't any talking. There wasn't any, sermon. It was just beautiful toning. Here we are floating down the Nile. The boat has beautiful pool and deck. We spent a lot of time just hanging around up there. It's so difficult. The words just don't. Here we are close to the last day. The pyramids in the background. The Sphinx is, no, not David, but the Sphinx is somewhere in there. And Katsumi did this ceremony, or I don't know what you call it, but he did this thing with the whole group. And it was such a emotional, beautiful thing with the pyramid in the background. As the sun was starting to go down, I'll have a shot in a moment. The Egyptian people, amazing.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. And as we're riding around out in the countryside, and we didn't even see other tourists, we were so far out, and they're just waving, you know, no agenda, just that beautiful energy from the heart. Ah, Galabeyan night again. We had a lot of fun with that. Okay.
Stuck?
Yeah, Joe, could you hit that manually? Yeah. Oh, we had our own charter airplane from Cairo to Aswan and then Luxor back to Cairo. Can you imagine? Nobody but Chambra on that airplane.
I have to tell you, I don't like flying on planes all that much. It kind of really taxes me. But I was so stunned that I could sit in the coach in a seat on an airplane with all the seats full, and it was so, like, not claustrophobic. It was joyful. I was stunned at energetically how unnecessary it really is for planes to be that awful from my realizing with a Chambra plane that it doesn't have to be awful.
Oh, it was a fun flight.
Oh, my God, it was awesome.
We almost didn't need engines and fuel. I mean, the thing just kind of... A shot of a whirling dervish, which I love because of a Chambra banner right in the background. And it's like, it was beautiful. Some of the entertainment.
Really good dancer.
On the boat. And some of the...
That's the band.
It's the Nubian band, again, with a Chambra banner. And, of course, the shot
from... That's a view from the room.
From our room looking out onto the... I think we shot this like on a Thursday afternoon. Beautiful, beautiful afternoon in Cairo. This is the one of the pyramids. There's another there. I have to set this up a little bit. So we're sitting. It's our last day. We're getting ready for the farewell dinner. Everybody had been out shopping or camel riding or
taking it easy.
Taking it easy. A whole bunch of us were sitting out by the pool, swimming suits. And Mark Ritter was in swimming. A good swimmer. We were just enjoying the warm weather and the sunshine and just relaxing after it had been about 11 really intense, fast-moving days. I went back to our room to get ready for the dinner and just came out of the shower, and I hear this noise and walk over to this balcony. It is snowing in Cairo. And hailing. And this is snow on the ground. That's not lights. And it was difficult to get the pictures, but the pyramids were covered in ice and hail. It hadn't happened in over 50 years.
1967 was the last time.
And there was just a light snow at that time, way back when. Didn't even accumulate on the ground. We had just been in the pyramids the day before.
And sweating our butts off.
Sweating. We had been at the pool an hour before. And now we have snow and hail. Now, I don't know if we caused it, but it sure is nice to think that we influenced
kind of an interesting
it somehow.
Coincidence. Yeah.
It was, and then there was a deluge, a thunderstorm with, I don't know if I have a picture
flash
here with,
oh,
that's
a,
some of the hail. It's a piece of the ice. The Egyptians were actually kind of freaked out. What's happening in our country? It was so magical. The entire trip, and to have that hail and snowstorm at the end was just, it was profound. So we have some more slides that we'll show at the end of our talk, but I just wanted to thank and acknowledge everybody who was on that trip. But I know quite a few here today were on the trip. If you were, raise your hand.
Oh, let them just stand up.
Yeah, go ahead and stand up. Yeah.
Most have the garb on.
All right, looking good.
Wasn't it amazing?
We We are planning to do it again next year.
We said we wouldn't, but because it was just so, well, oh my God, what do we do? And it was so stunningly perfect.
It was.
We can't resist doing it.
Again, part of me is still back in Egypt. To be in that ancient, beautiful land with 100 chambra, with no drama, nothing but shared experiences, personal experiences, fun. You know, we were literally getting up, boarding the buses at 5:30 in the morning to go to the sites before the tourists, which meant we had to get up at about 4:30, have breakfast, be on the bus. Nobody griped. You know, they were just a little bit.
Well, everybody understood.
A little mumble on there.
Well, we understood. What we realized very quickly was that it was so valuable to schedule times where you could be in these amazing sites before everybody else swarmed in. And if you do it by appointment, you can get in early like that. But it is so stunning. I really can't wait to do it. And
I know.
The other thing that's happening is we were told by the Egyptians and the Egyptologists, what's happening is very slowly they're trying to do more and more to keep people further and further away and to protect it more. So they're saying within the next 2 years at the most, you won't be able to walk on the Giza Plateau, that it'll all be electric carts and little headphones like Disneyland. And so
a lot of the other temples, too.
Yeah.
They'll make it kind of like Stonehenge, which you can't really get in anymore. You have to just kind of view it from a little bit of a distance. But we want to go again before they shut it down. So it was amazing. Yeah. So anyway, let's do a quick review of upcoming events. We're leaving tomorrow for Korea, South Korea. We're doing the New Energy Syncretize in Seoul.
Which I am a little bit excited about it because I'm going to be curious what it's like now that Adama sees himself as the head driver and doing a new iteration, a current iteration of Syncretize.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see.
We haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if it's the same or if there's a different flavor to it.
Yeah, and from there it's on to Nagano, Japan for the Interdimensional Living Workshop, which has actually gotten to be one of my favorite. It's so practical and has so much information in it. And that event is sponsored by Megan Husby and Kuniaki
Yamazaki.
So we're looking forward to being in Tokyo and also in Nagano.
And they also do a really grand job of taking care of us, and we're excited about seeing them again.
So we'll be on the other side of the world very soon. April, right here in Golden, Colorado. That's, you know, right here, local. Local, we're going to be filming the Interdimensional Living Workshop. We do have plenty of space if you want to attend in person. But I know a lot of the folks here already have gone to it when we did it down in Santa Fe. But that is April 16th through the 18th. And then it's on to one of my favorite places, Kelowna, British Columbia, for the New Energy Mystery School. And that's with our wonderful host, Tammy O'Reilly.
Hi, Tammy.
So we'll be back kind of around home for a little bit. May, we're off to Malta. Malta is a little island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Supposedly a beautiful place. It'll be our first time there.
Very historic, very spiritual.
And very sold out. So, and then on to Romania, the Transylvania area for the New Energy Mystery School. That will be fun doing a mystery school back in Transylvania.
Oh, do you think that Adamus might have a flavor there?
I think,
that is so sold out. That was sold out in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And our host, of course, is the wonderful Sylvia Marin, the winner of the Inspire Consciousness Award.
Yeah. And also, while we're in Romania, in Poiana Brașov, we're also going to do a teacher training for New Energy Syncretize. We have quite a few people signed up for that already.
Very excited about it, and again, would like to thank Sylvia.
June, nothing on the schedule, although we are working on...
oh my God, a hole! Can you fill it?
Well, actually, in June, we're going to either, back here in Colorado, we'll either do a mystery school, or Adamus is pushing to do a mental health workshop, New Energy Mental Health. So we've got a little planning to do on that. We already have the hotel booked up in Breckenridge, but we just haven't had time to sit down and plan it. So he wants to talk about mental imbalance.
I think it's going to be the mental imbalance one.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. July is the Midsummer New Energy Conference.
He's even talking about evolving, where there's the idea of a dream walk for those that are mentally having problems with mental issues and mental imbalance.
Yeah. Yep. July 3rd for 4th is the New Energy. No, I'm sorry. The Midsummer New Energy Conference in Munich, sold out. Long waiting list, sorry. And then the weekend after, we're doing the New Energy Mystery School in Salzburg, Austria, with our host and friend, Wolfgang von Rohr. And
it's nearly sold out.
Susie, how many left? 10 spaces left. Okay. So just a heads up on that. So that's
And our sponsor for Malta, and who's helping us with Munich and with Salzburg, is our dear Wolfgang von Rohr.
Yeah.
Wolfopedia.
I said
it again.
Yes. So anyway, let's take a deep breath as we transition and go into the Shambhra launch pad.
Wow.
You know, as we get ready for our launchee this month, Linda and I are seeing and talking to so many Shambhra around the world who are kind of coming out of spiritual hibernation. And they've been quiet. They've been kind of hiding for a long time. They've been, as all of us have been, going through our stuff and into kind of a discovery of consciousness. We are seeing more and more people really coming out. And when they do, they are wanting to do something, write books, do workshops, write music, anything. And it's this amazing energy that's kind of rising up. And they're doing it in a very new way, in a very very clear consciousness way. So
they're just doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the stunning thing, is they actually are just doing it. Even on the trip, you know, we were talking to this young Shambhra, and it's like, well, you know, he's just a young guy. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? Well, I live in L.A. And it's like, oh, yeah.
What?
Well, that was, you know, it was just kind of that mumble talk. And then he said, well, you know, actually, I'm just started a production company in Los Angeles, and I'm working on, you know, something about infusing spirituality into film. And I'm like, holy smoke.
You know, I think it was Tobias said before he left that, you know, the economy was going in the crapper and everybody was going.
Pardon me? I don't know if that translates very well.
The economy was going into the water closet. And everybody was kind of in fear and they were pulling back. And he said, no. This is the best time for any creative venture, best time to start a business. He said, you know, everybody else is focused on withdrawing. Get in there and do something now. And we're seeing a lot of that. So anyway, let's take a deep breath and move on to today's launch pad. And we have
a
beautiful
returning launch
author.
Pad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Susan Haid, come on up. You've got a couple of new books.
Hello. I'm here and I'm out, big time. And books are just the tip of the iceberg here, but I'm going to talk to you today about two really, really fun books that I wrote.
And by the way, they look fun, and I went to your website and just did a kind of a quick review. They look fun, they sound fun, and it's one of those things where I want to get a copy so I could read it on the airplane.
We have a copy.
Oh, I'm going to read the copy on the airplane?
Thank you. I would love it if you read them. I'd be very honored and flattered.
Thank you.
The first book I have for you today is called The Gift.
Whoops.
And both books, whoops, okay, we'll switch.
The first
don't worry,
was,
Smoking
yes.
Hot Mama.
Smoking Hot Mama, get
yeah,
the resemblance.
I love the title.
See?
Yeah.
Smoking Hot Mama started last June when I had a blog article that I wrote about my liberation, my acceptance, my freedom. I posted it on the message board, and I got such a great response from Shambhra, men as well as women, that I promised Shambhra I would write you a book. The other objective I had with this book was, how much can I make myself laugh? How much can I crack myself up? And I did, and it was wonderful to write. It was fun, and it was funny, but this is also a very poignant book, full of Shambhra wisdom. But for non-readers, it's got big print, it's a quick read, and when you're done, take this book to a party, toss it on a coffee table, step back, somebody's going to pick it up and start laughing and laughing and laughing. So from my heart to yours, this is a book of fun and joy and love and liberation.
All right. Cool.
And self-published?
Yes.
Self-published.
Everything is self-published at
this point. And how did you do that? Because I know a lot of people have a book to write or want to write, but they're like, oh, I don't know how to do this. It's actually pretty easy.
It's so easy. You know, just get your document. I do all my books on Lulu because I think they do a really, really nice job with their covers.
On Lulu.
On Lulu.
Right, right.
And you just upload your Word document. It needs to be complete at that point. You can't change it once it's uploaded. It needs to be put in the proper format, but there are templates that you load your document onto the template, you upload it, you put in your art for your cover, and boom, you're done, and you're in business. So it's very, very slick, very easy.
And Lulu will actually sell it through their website.
If you choose to. Yeah. If you can set up a storefront with Lulu if you want to. I don't do that. I do everything through my own site at this point because I'm sovereign, and that's the way I want to do it.
Cool.
The other thing I have to say about my two books today is I don't want there to ever to be a division any longer between education and entertainment. I think they need to go together. And so the books are just the start of what the work that I want to do, merging the two so that education and learning is an ecstatic and passionate and joyful experience. So, little book for readers as well as non-readers.
Could you tell them a little more about...
Oh, God, I forgot that part. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was going to read you a little bit. Thanks for reminding me.
My pleasure. Oh, it is big type. Oh, my God.
Who's channeling who?
For those of us over 40, we love this.
I could read it from here.
No glasses needed.
I'm just going to read you just a little bit from the introduction, and this isn't the funniest part of the book because it is a very, very funny book, but this will give you an idea of where I'm going. In my past life, I had a perfect body, a gorgeous face, and lots of attention from men, not to mention a whole boatload of repression. Today, what really tickles my fancy is that it is no longer the men who tell me that I'm sexy, it's the women. I have had many women blurt out that they think I'm sexy, and I can assure you that there is nothing about me that meets our cultural standard of sexy. I am full-figured, fine-lined, stretch-marked, saggy, baggy, and perfectly, ecstatically, deliriously happy. I have thrown my head back and laughed out loud more than once when told by a woman that I am sexy. However, what these women are sensing is an inner sexy that has nothing to do with superficial appearances.
Wonderful.
Not done.
Not done. Well, but wait, there's more.
I am wearing the look of genuine warmth, joy, peace and acceptance, and these attributes are monumentally magnetic in a world weary of surface appearances, masks, and games. In telling my story, I am telling the story of liberation, acceptance, true happiness, and lasting beauty that never ages, needs Botox, or loses sex appeal. At midlife, I am one smoking hot mama. Cheer, applause.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still not done. If I am fortunate enough to become a smoking hot granny, I hope I am that ridiculous old gal who wears a rhinestone-studded cowboy hat, an oversized T-shirt, and thigh-high vinyl boots when she dances for her lover. I hope I break a few ribs with extreme, insufferable, side-splitting laughter. I hope I have a few too many glasses of Cabernet and way too much chocolate. I hope I meet everyone I love with shameless, furious, passionate abandon. I hope to become an eccentric old bird who didn't waste a moment of her life on the things that didn't really matter. If I get my way, I have about 40 smoking hot years left. And there's no good reason I can think of for turning back now. Does this mean I'm going to ride off naked into the sunset on a Harley? Maybe it does. And from now on, when you hear me counting calories, I'm just figuring out how hot it's getting in here. Oh, and can you pass me a fork? I'm digging in. That's the introduction. It's a delightful book. And when I'm down, I read it, crack myself up, move on my way.
And that's all that counts.
And that's all that counts because nothing really matters.
Yeah.
On to the next book, The Gift. The Gift was born starting last summer when a friend of mine came and said, Susan, you're always talking to me about revolutionary concepts and new ideas. Please read this book that I thought was so amazing. And I read the book, barely, and found it to be so full of old energy ideas and old energy concepts. And I was so irritated. But as Adama said, anger and irritation is such a great motivator. So I had the thought, well, you know, we need more novels. So Chambra, keep writing them, putting them out there, because every little novel nudges consciousness a little bit farther and opens that door a little bit wider. So I put together The Gift, wanting to bring new ideas to anybody who might pick up this book, but I also wanted to put something together that embodied my love for the Crimson Circle and for the work that's being done here. Not everyone is going to come to a Shoud or find the web. Most people will, but I thought, well, maybe I can write a novel that will bring the Shouds to the readers. So again, combining the idea of entertainment and education, this is a novel. It has all the elements a novel should have. It has danger, it has mystery, it has excitement, it has beautiful sensuality, non-virusy sensuality, beautiful sensuality, in the name of entertainment. And it is based on events of my life. I wasn't intending on telling my story, but I thought, I've had some really cool experiences that might make a good book. And it also talks about how I came to the Crimson Circle and what the Crimson Circle has done for me. And it is designed to be a series, so if people like it, I will be happy to write more. There are certain characters in the book based on the real people in our life. Hmm. Although the names have been changed, you will have to figure out who they are.
We'll know.
You
right
will,
away.
Totally. But that's okay. So this is really my gift to the Crimson Circle. And it's a good book. The people who have read this book, there's been just a handful at this point, they have come to me and they said, you know, this book really made me think. This really made me think. And I like that because it's designed to keep the reader intrigued, but to really start to shift consciousness. So I'm going to read you a little bit from the back. And also keep in mind, if you buy this book, it's a great way to introduce the Crimson Circle to someone new or to someone who may not have the courage to come to a Shoud or may not go to the website. But 30% of the profits go directly to the Crimson Circle. So keep that in mind.
Wow. Buy books.
Shameless.
So I'm going to read you a little bit from the back so that you know what this book is about. And it's fun even for Chambra, even though you know everything already. It's still a fun book to read. The Gift is an astonishing semi-fictional account of the real-life collaboration between an extraordinary group of human beings called Chambra and the celestial order of angelic beings called the Crimson Council. Together, this collaboration of humans and angels is called the Crimson Circle. This is a deeply touching, intensely beautiful story that describes a young woman's, or middle-aged woman's, unforgettable dramatic awakening to the existent relationship between divine beings and humans. Her tale poignantly represents the unfolding of the divine human within humanity on Earth. When a young woman is disturbed by obsessive thoughts of a dead man, a string of bizarre events launches her on a reality-bending quest for answers. Years later, a mysterious gift appears on her doorstep, and she falls into an agonizing downward spiral on a terrifying yet extraordinary spiritual odyssey. Then, in what appears to be a chance encounter, she finds herself in the company of profound angelic beings who help her comprehend the perfection of life, the majesty of human existence, and the power of the soul. Ultimately, what she discovers alters the shape of her life and her reality forever. The Gift.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So from my heart, Chambra, to yours, thank you.
So the books are available at lilystruth.com as a digital download or physical. We have them here today also.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yep. And again, I'll be back.
And thank you. And can we get a quick shot of your boots? I love those.
Oh, the boots are great.
You know, for everybody listening in online, look at those boots. Yeah.
Thank you.
So how about a big deep breath for Susan? And
it's my job.
You're inspiring. Thank you, Susan. Okay, just a few bits of news before we get into the video. Oh, it is time for Schomburg
News.
Oh, God.
It's not the real thing.
And, you know, we have some just news, and then we have some weird news, and then we have good news. But let's start with the mundane.
Oh, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. He didn't let me see this part of his presentation because he's afraid.
No, no, no. It's okay. This is the Adamus in Istanbul, 2-CD set. There's about an hour and 15-minute channel, and then questions and answers. That'll be available on March 11th as a digital download. It's in English. You can kind of hear the Turkish translation
in the background.
In the background.
It's beautiful.
It's just in the background. Yeah, it is very beautiful.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
So this will also be in the newsletter this month if you're interested in downloading it. You know, wanted to just mention for a moment, of course, we all have heard about the earthquakes, Haiti, Chile. There was one yesterday in Indonesia. It's actually two in Chile.
Day
and
before
it kind of touches home because we have a lot of Schomburg in Chile, actually. We had a beautiful letter. I don't know if you want to read part of it.
It won't take
that was sent in to us by some Schomburg living in Chile. Just wanted to let us know what it's like.
It has a lot of spirit in it.
Yeah.
Hello, dear Schomburg family. We are listeners of the Crimson Circle Shouts each month, and this time we're waiting impatiently for it, more than ever, to connect ourselves again after what we've been living in Chile this last week. We just wanted to let you know about another side of the news about the earthquake so that maybe you can say it to the rest of the community. Yes, it really was amazingly powerful to go through this earthquake that was so unbelievably strong and long. Never will we be able to forget it. But Chilean people are strong, and so you would see here that they are still very positive, laughing, and trying to be the lightest as possible. And we wanted the rest of the world to know that, yes, there is a complete desolation of the coast and that people got mad for a while on the coast cities, but that there is also an intense, immense, and unbelievable move to help between people that is amazing. The news is not showing this. The internet communities organize themselves to look for people. The radios, the newspapers, TV, everyone is helping, working at it, and at it is full of love. People are going just by themselves to coast cities with their car full of food and clothes. As a joke, people are laughing too, saying that they are so proud to have been able to change the axis of the planet.
It's true.
I think sometimes that we participated to the launching of the new Earth, but did not know it would be so scary for us. I think it's a good example to show that there is not the misery that the news wants to show. Adamus asks us to go out of hypnosis. So here it is. Know that even though there is still a lot of anger and mad energy liberated from this earthquake, there is also a feeling of lightness in the air that is unbelievable. But yes, we are all exhausted because the earth does not stop shaking. It still shakes a lot, even a week after, really strong. But after the intensity of the first earthquake, we're so used to shaking that we really don't care anymore. And the most difficult is to lighten the children and the elders who are still very shocked. But there is lots of love, lots of lightness to aside from the madness erasing in the cities. Lots of love and thanks ahead for tomorrow. This is from Ann, Thomas, and Alheia.
Yeah, lovely.
Pretty beautiful.
So, and I truly appreciate Ann, Thomas, and Alheia writing in and just letting us know. I hope they're able to watch in online today. I don't know how the situation is there, but let's really take just a moment and take a deep breath for all of our Schomburg friends in Chile, also in Haiti, Indonesia, and any place right now that's being affected by this changing energy. Earth is releasing a lot of old energy right now. Adamus and Tobias, Cryon, many of the others have been talking about this for years, and it's happening right now. Let's take a deep breath for all of our Shamba friends who are going through any sort of changes in their geography and help transmute some of that energy. Also, the situation in Haiti hits close because Jean Tinder's mom lives there.
In Chile.
Jean Tinder's mom lives there. So Jean was out of contact with her mom after the earthquake, but was finally able to hear from her. I believe you even talked to her on the phone the other day, 2 days ago, and she's doing okay. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on there, but good to hear that your mom was doing well. So,
well, there was so much damage to their infrastructure, and that's what they say is the most daunting.
Yeah.
Wasn't as much loss of life as there was just absolute destruction of infrastructure.
Yeah. And, you know, remember Adama says this will go on for another couple of years, leading up to the end of 2012, and a lot of shakeups, literally, figuratively, a lot of changes in energy. And I think the important thing is to realize that it's appropriate. And I also truly believe in my heart that Shamba all around the world has helped keep these energies as they're being released, help keep them flowing, help keep them relatively graceful.
Well, and you have to consider the consciousness. When you think about it, when you have something like this music project, it does make people stop from their everyday activity that they take for granted, that they just do in complacency, and stop and take a look at something besides their small, tiny world to see something bigger, reach out, and feel out.
And even in Egypt, it wasn't really about just going there and touring. I think everybody, and not just the ones who were on the tour, but other Shamba around the world, understood that what's really going on there was a releasing of very, very old energies, Atlantean energies that were stuck, old Egyptian energies. By the way, the history says that the pyramids are, what, about 5 to 7,000 years old. Tobias says they're actually about 25 to 50,000 years old. And even a certain Egyptologist said off the record they're at least 10,000 years old. So there is a lot more going on in those pyramids than what the history books will tell you.
Well, there's stunning things happening, and one of the most interesting things I heard was that they're having some incredible discoveries, and it's based on the war. And as silly as that sounds, that because they're trying to find those, you know, the military cells, the Al-Qaeda cells that are buried into the mountainsides, they have this technology that allows them to go in very deep and to try to find these you know, these terrorist
artifacts
groups.
And, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Ironically, they're using that same technology to go into the ground along Egypt, and they're uncovering all kinds of things that have been buried in the sands over time that they never really had any sort of a reasonable ability to get to before. And now they have this technology that's allowing them to see into these things that they never knew existed.
A little bit of sad news. Our dear friend Sandra Harris in the kitchen is actually, after many years of being Shamba, friend, the kitchen manager, she's moving to Arizona.
Never had to worry about a thing.
And when I got her email the other day, it was just like, Sandra, you can't. I mean, you can, but you're Sandra.
No, she can.
How can you?
She can.
You, Sandra, what are we going to do? The kitchen has been an energy center, a portal.
It's been her way to take care of Shamba. She's done it with so much love, dedication, and perfection.
And so we're not going to say goodbye to her. We're going to use a term that Kathumi talks about in the Egyptian tour, saying Obian, meaning we're just time travelers. And
I don't want to be crass, but I think she's going to be back.
Well, I know she's going to be back. I just don't want to tell her that. So
she
that's
can't
why
stay away.
We'll say Obian, but meaning that we're going to pass again somewhere sometime. But Sandra, come on up. Come on up. Sandra, we are absolutely going to miss you.
You're
hot.
I'll miss everybody too, but you're all right here.
Oh, do you have the microphone?
You're all right there.
We have a little gift for you today, just a reminder. And of course, we'll all be here. You're not going that far, but you know, a little reminder of the appreciation that we all have for you.
Oh, I know I'm appreciated. I know. From everybody here. Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I do want to say something now. All of you have been so inspiring for me. There are some that even more so for me. A great example, I would say, would be a lot of the teachings that Norma and Garrett have done. When I had said yes, excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional. When I had said yes to my soul, that's when it all started. And
sound familiar?
Woo! So, you know, I'll be teaching classes on helping people to realize all the tools are within them. They don't need to go outside of themselves to become whole and complete. And you're grinning like, oh, get out of me. So, you know, I just had, my soul was saying it's time to go. And I put it off because I was afraid, of course. And but everything has unfolded and it's gone into place so easily that I know that it's right. And, of course, like I said, I'll miss you all. You're my family. And but I'll keep you all here. And I'll never really be gone, you know. But I'll hold you all right in my heart where, you know, you'll always be there, so, no matter where I'm at. So, anyways, I love you all.
We will really miss you.
So also we're going to celebrate with Sandra tonight at the Wonder View. So if you get a chance, please do join us up there. So, well, let's see. It's got to be time for the slideshow, I think.
Are we ready?
I think it is, yeah. So let's get the house lights down. These are shots from Egypt, and we talked a little bit about what we did. And I invite you now to really sit back and feel the energy. It's fun. It's beautiful. So, let's have it.
cannot watch that without just getting tingles all up and down my body. That was just, I hope that someday some of you have the chance to enjoy that.
Oh, you know.
Stunning.
Stunning. And for those who went on the trip, it was such an experience. And we've talked about it, and it's so difficult to even begin to describe what happened there. Words just don't do it. The experience were as a group of Shambra, individuals, something happened.
It's, and what I think was the most stunning, each person didn't, in a different place, it didn't matter. It wasn't all at the same time. It wasn't all the same pace. Everybody, all of us, each one having their own personal experience, not the one some guide is telling you to have, not the one that all the people that tell you about Egypt tell you about. Each and every one, I believe, had their own personal experiences. That is what I find the most profound and stunning about this amazing country.
I want to share just mine very quickly, just one of the many, many. So we're at one of the temples, and there was a guard there. I think his picture was in one of the shots, and I was lingering behind the group and just really feeling the energy, and he came over to me and said, come here, I got to show you something. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of a come on in Egypt, you know, and it's going to cost a couple of pounds. And, you know, and like, no. He said, no, come here. I want to show you something.
That's how they make their livelihood.
So I'm like, whatever. He had a police uniform on, so I said, whatever. So he took me around these corners and up these stairs and down someplace else. And I thought, oh, I'm in trouble now. I'm going to be, God knows what's going to happen. And he comes to this place and he said, put your head on the wall here. I'm like, come on, let me have my own experience. But I was trying to be polite, and I put my head on the wall. It was like going into a different time zone. It was like going back 10,000 years. It stunned me. He had to come up later and peel me off the wall. But he knew something. And later, Linda came around, and he showed Linda and I some other very incredible places, energy places. That's just a little tiny story.
I'd be curious. I'm not sure who this man was, because it was more than just as he appeared, because he was, you know, touching his heart, and it was like, that's not actually real local. So if Adamus wants to share any more about who that character might have been, I'd be real curious.
I do want to say a special thanks to Gene Tinder for putting together all the slides the slideshow. Most of us just got home about 4 or 5 days ago, and the attendees have been uploading the photos, and Gene's been scrambling, putting them together. So it's so fun to watch. I want to mention one thing about this shot. And I was wondering,
please,
can we turn off the lights for just a moment? Because I want you to really see this. I think I have another slide of it.
It's a Shambra shot.
Yeah. If I don't, I'll go back.
You have one coming up there.
This shot was taken by Rupert Davis, who was on the trip. He's from England. Immediately after Kathumi ended the ceremony, with each Shambra individually, you could see the picture. He was kind of holding them, doing something with them with their third eye. And as he got to the last person, Linda, the sun was just going down behind the pyramid. He happened to have his camera out, and he clicked that shot. That is a one in a million shot. And it was so symbolic, because earlier in the channel, Kathumi was talking about now the energies from above are really coming in. And he was holding his hands up like this, and he said, they're coming in. The pyramids represent our earthly nature. We're bringing the divine in. When we saw this shot, it was like, yes, what a symbol. So Rupert did it, such a beautiful shot. A lot of other really good photographs, but this one was just so symbolic of the trip.
Well, and he's a professional, so he actually is selling that photograph.
Yes, he is. You can actually order a print at www.newearthphotography.com. It was so symbolic of the whole trip. Beautiful, the sun behind the pyramids, the bird overhead. And it was like, wow.
You couldn't have planned that shot if you'd have tried.
I also want to mention, I saw some of Mark Ritter's shots. Mark is a professional photographer. He has some incredibly beautiful shots, and I believe you're selling some prints on your website. And the website is creativeaspects.net. So
thank you, Mark.
So anyway, wow, What a trip. What a deal. We'll let you know as soon as... As soon as we're ready with next year's trip, we'll put it on the website, we'll make the announcement. But right now, a big hand for this incredible group of Schomburg that put this webcast together every month. You rock. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I think it's time for about a 30-minute break. We'll come back and see what Adamus has to say this month.
Oh, no.
Yeah.